Architect Steve Ewan designs buildings for a living with the firm G70, but another dimension of his creative side has been exploring landscapes in the digital world. An exhibit of his work just opened last week at the Treehouse Co-working Gallery Space in Kailua on Oahu's windward side. Ewan talked with us about nature and the built environment.
I think my favorite painter is a painter who maybe, I think, passed away in the mid-60s from New England. His name is Fairfield Porter, and he does landscape paintings. And people say of him, he sort of captures the place of New England in a very relaxed and authentic manner. I think he's someone I aspire in a sense to be able to share what I've seen and also what I recollect from my lifetime. Even in the short time I've been around and grew up and then, you maybe move away to the mainland, come back, you find the Hawaii's always changing, I think, and I've been able to also see that from architecture.
Architecture's your day job.
Right. It's my day job. And you get, along the way, our office, Group 70, has been primarily, originally involved in resort design, hospitality design, and especially when maybe agriculture is no longer as prevalent, I think resorts and resort planning has been really important to shaping Hawaii. And so I've been fortunate to see, I think, a lot of each of the islands. Haven't been to Ni'ihau, but have worked on Kauai with the Robinson family. And so you get to appreciate where places are going, where they've been from. And I can talk a lot more about it than actually the art, but just to complete that thought is, I think the last maybe several years, maybe the last 10 years, working with Kamehameha Schools in the South Kona, Keauhou area, I've gotten to know the Big Island a lot more, and that's where I think some of the subject matter for me has been sort of the starkness of the Kona coast.
Well, now explain to our listeners, because I'm looking at these images and they're digital.
Right. So I consider all the art to be original art. It's somewhat of a challenge to overcome. I think in the marketplace, people say, well, either where's the original? And there is no hard copy original. The artwork is made from computer software, 3D modeling software called Form-Z, which is in the building industry, I think probably obsolete. I don't believe they have even tech support for it. There's probably a user forum, but it's something that's actually outdated. But it is 3D modeling software. I create models, cast light, and make these images, which are important to me as two-dimensional shots. It's not sort of an object in creating, let's say, a 3D flyby or something you might maybe see in a video game, where there's an importance on photorealism, let's say, and people will drape things with photographic representations. This is something where I want to really express areas of color and think about an appearance that's really more a painting, I think. But these are just images of places that I've kind of thought about in my mind and seen.
But you do convey just a sense of peace. I'm looking at one called Kona Study and you know, the landscape, and it does come through. It's digital, but you feel the spirit of the place.
I try to take it make an effort to look at things. And as I'm saying too, I think my work, for me, is representational. There is meaning in it, but it's through that, I think, there isn't a great abstraction. I'm trying to, I think, share a place and evoke some feelings through the representation, maybe rather than directing specific ideas through an abstraction, through maybe more conceptual art, although I think composition is incredibly important.
Yeah, I don't know very many digital artists. I did have a friend who worked as a news photographer, and his creative outlet was to write poetry and limericks, and then he created art based on his poems. Uh-huh. So it was very, you know, abstract, but it was really kind of interesting. So it's interesting for me to see that, you know, you worked as a designer, as an architect, and then you have this other outlet with these landscape.
Yeah. I'm trying not to, I think, use a lot of buildings or architecture, and what I have maybe is much more commonplace. The architecture sort of takes a back seat to the places, although some of them are interiors or they're within an urban setting. They're not intentionally directed to what I think design focuses on, which is, you know, especially in architecture, the buildings. But I think, you know, seeing what's there and trying to find beauty, I think, also in places. I've tended to feel I want to share more the powers of observation and what is around us without adding to it via a building, I think.
And can you talk about color? Because
I love
color. And
me too. I love color too. Yeah, people have said my colors are bright and strong. There was a time in school and in drawing, you work on many things without color. And I found, though, once I started to use color, and I've been... All of this stuff started with hand drawings, so everything predates the electronic stuff. But once I started using color, it was hard to sort of go back. I think there's some aspect in human nature. Along the way, and I referred to this artist that I really like, Fairfield Porter, along the way, I think the computer drawings have heightened the color, and deliberately, as a product of the software and the way I'm trying to sort of bring things back to just areas of pure color. And I think someone in the office was remarking that there's an element, I think, of pop art in that. Kino at the Treehouse had said he can sort of make a connection to Andy Warhol, which I think in my mind is the furthest that I would think about. And yet, when I thought about it over the last couple of days, because people have been giving me comments, I can understand that there's something about this that is sort of pop-like.
Now, Steve Ewan's exhibit is up at the Treehouse co-working space until mid-October. He shares his personal interpretation of places in Hawaii in the form of digital art.